Hey, this is Shikamaru Nara. You're listening to the Shonen Tapes. Oh, you're not subscribed yet? What a drag.
And this is the Demon Slayer Improvement Tape.
Why? Why you gotta make that face?
It's my diabolical face.
It looks like your constipated face. I'm gonna be real with you, brother.
Yeah, I know, dude.
Have you been eating
realizing,
well?
Huh?
Have you been eating well? Like, are you okay?
Yeah, I've been eating well. You know what I'm saying? Like, I've been, but you know,
I don't care. Yeah.
Okay.
I knew you were about to go off. No, it wasn't a real question. Welcome, okay. Tapeworms. We are talking about Demon Slayer today. I feel like I'm really mean to Sean lately. It's for the bit, guys. I swear we get along. It's just a bit. Welcome, everybody. We're talking about how to improve Demon Slayer today. As a disclaimer, we are big fans of the show, and we're just talking about overall how to improve it, and not just season one. Both myself and Sean were not the biggest fans of season one of Demon Slayer, and we are way bigger fans from the next, I guess, the most recent few seasons. So now we're just trying to basically see overall, like, not just season one, but overall, like, how to improve this show. And some of it is going to be some commentary on next gen anime. But if it's your first time tuning in, whether it's on YouTube or the audio and listening to us, make sure you subscribe down below, comment whatever you want. If you want to come chat with us directly too, we got a Discord that's relatively active. And if an episode a week is not enough for you guys, come check out the Patreon. Did I miss anything, Sean?
No, you didn't, man. And like I always like to comment on this. Kevin always got the introduction down pat. You know what I'm saying?
Facts.
I feel like I would always do it a little different each time. And like you do it, but like you always hit the points.
So I'm boring is what you're trying to say.
That's a Kevin kudos. Kevin kudos of the day.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you. So my name is Kevin and I'm joined by Sean Shonen Pants. That's his real last name. Feel free to look it up. Where do you want to start?
I think we should definitely start with what we like about Demon Slayer and what we dislike, and then we can go with the improvements. So Kevy Wevy.
That feels backwards, though. I mean, I feel like we should start with why we're doing an improvement tape in the first place, and then we can kind of give it its flowers like along the way. You know what I'm saying?
So, compliment along the way, but don't, like, say, like, why we like it in the beginning. Okay, let's do that.
It's like a, you know, the sandwich method where you say something nice and then you say something mean and then you end it with saying something nice. It's like that, but totally reverse. You say something bad, you say nice stuff in the middle, and then you end it with something bad, too, so people leave with a sour taste in their mouths.
And just so that people – I mean, Kevin already said this, but I know I just want to get it in again. We like Demon Slayer. We're big fans.
Yeah, I mean, we're big fans, but I mean, we can state the obvious, right? Like, I feel like, especially if you saw the episode from, was it last week or no, 2 weeks ago, where we did the Ninja Kumai tape, you know, stuff can be favored pretty hard on the internet, and it doesn't necessarily mean that it's good. Like, we talked about Ninja Kumai, it was just an absolutely horrible show, in my opinion, to be honest. And I kind of felt like that was what was happening with season one of Demon Slayer, where it would start and there was just a lot of like inner monologue. For the longtime listeners of the podcast, you know, if you've heard me talk about this like ad nauseum, but, you know, there's a lot of like exposition dump as well, too. So if Tanjiro is coming up and he's going to cut off a demon's hand, you hear the demon's inner monologue and he's like, ha ha ha, little does he know I can regenerate. Like, if you're 1,000 years old, you're not thinking that in your head. You're just going to regenerate. You're just going to do it. You're not going to explain to yourself that, ha ha ha, I'm a demon. It was just very stupid. Also, the characters Zenitsu and Inosuke were just absolutely insufferable. One could make the argument that they haven't changed too much. And I could be sort of like in the minority for thinking they have changed a little bit. But I think that's, you know, just to sprinkle in something nice stuff, I think those characters have improved, but I think they were absolute dog to begin with. I'm not going to lie to you. Those were like my main gripes to start off Demon Slayer from like a season one perspective. And then from the Mugen Train onwards, I think it just became a fantastic show. It fixed a lot of the issues that it did have in its season one, but there's still some stuff I think like to be rectified overall. And I think that's kind of like what we're going to focus on. That's my take of it. At least that's what I'm going to bring over to the pod.
Yeah. Yeah, I think that Demon Slayer suffered so much from exposition dumps. And I feel like a lot of shows do that, but like they were doing it at Ignazium, where it's like, come on, bro. Yeah. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, let's sprinkle in a little bit of information. And then I think shows like Attack on Titan did that perfectly, where it's like they tell you a little bit where it keeps you engaged, but it don't tell you everything, you know? And I think it's just like different type of show, but still, you could, they could still utilize what, you know, shows like Attack on Titan do and just give you a little bit of information and then pull back a little bit, right? Let you unravel the mystery of like what's going on. And I think they're starting to do that now, but I think they were with Demon Slayer, like, we need the people to like understand the world a little bit more than like, you know, just to know, understand like how things work. So the first season was just like, all right, this is how everything is. This is why the demons do this. And it's like, but it wouldn't, it's just like the way they did it was weird, you know?
And there are some shows, like, you know, to your point, Attack on Titan, you're saying they do it well. And I think there are other shows that just straight up need more exposition dump, like Jujutsu Kaisen. That was that was one of my beefs with it with season two, where I was just like confused like half of the show. And I'm like, was this super special technique something I'm supposed to know about? How does it work? I don't understand it. And they just expect you to know. There's a happy medium. And I think that happy medium exactly is what you pointed out, sits to where Attack on Titan is. Now, I guess the question I want to ask you, I think in general, do you think this is like a new gen thing where they fail, where they feel like since they don't have as many episodes, they need to explain stuff a little more often? Or do you think it just depends on the show?
I definitely, and Kevin and I were talking about this actually a little earlier, but like, I definitely think it's because of new gen, like they don't have enough episodes. So they're like, all right, we just got to tell them everything in the first episode and then like play it from there. And then it's like, no, like, come on, man. Like, yeah, like let me be a little confused. And I know I might be in the minority of this because I like being confused. So
you're definitely in the minority.
Shows like Jujutsu Kaisen, I'm like, I don't know what's happening, but it's awesome. You know, I'll like read a book and I'll be like, won't know what's going on. And I'll be like, this book's awesome. And then they're like, what's it about? I'm like, I don't know.
Sean, come on, big dog. Are you for real?
Yo, like, yeah, this Netflix show, Three Body Problem, it's based on a book. And I was like, yeah, I read the book. And then they're like, oh, like, my father-in-law was like, what's it about? And I was like, I mean.
You know, I don't know. That's a good question, Pops.
I don't know. It was dope, though.
You just dap him up. That's a good question. All right, man. Disappear.
All right, man. Peace.
That's funny. That's funny. I mean, I question why you even watch or read shows if you don't know what's going on, though. But I mean,
in my defense, Three Body Problems, like, super scientific. So all the sciencey stuff, it, like, went over my head. I was just like, what's going on? Like, I don't know, you know?
A lot of science. Does that not make you like enjoy shows less when that's happening?
Nah, I'm just like, yo, this is some deep stuff that I maybe should Google, but I don't.
facts. Okay. All right, well, that's interesting. To kind of reel it back a little bit, I feel like Demon Slayer for season one just could have done with not explaining stuff so much. But to their defense, they stopped doing that for seasons two and three. I think a little more so where they're lacking now is like the fact that they seem to like introduce like a Hashira or something, someone big in one season. And then the next season, it's focused on the next Hashira. And then the next season, it's like, it's kind of like monster of the week, but like monster of the season, but it's like not a monster. It's a good guy. I don't really love that, to be honest, because I like growing with characters more so, and I like seeing their reactions to stuff. And even if you show them a little bit here and there and just sprinkle them in, like just to show, hey, I'm still here and I'm doing X, Y, or Z, that's good. But they're also even doing it with some of their side characters being Zenitsu and Inosuke. You know what I'm saying? Like, they barely had any anything in this most recent season. So I'm not a super fan of that, to be honest. Like, I think if you're going to have characters in your show, have characters in your show. And even if you want to make the focus some of these new Hashira, that's perfectly fine. But find a way to make the other ones fit, or at least show scenes about like what they're doing. Dedicate a little time to it, because you fall in love with the character and then it's like, okay, but am I never going to see him again now? Right?
Yeah. I think, yeah, like they have that problem, and then they also have problems with like mentor of the season. You know what I'm saying? Like
that's what I'm talking about. Yeah,
mentor. I'm of just the like, season. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I'm just like, come on, like let's have a continuing character. You know, and I feel like hopefully that happens. You know, as you know, the show progresses, and again, that's I feel like that's another problem with it just being like short seasons and things like that. Because like everyone loves the manga, so I'm assuming that. You know, most of these characters get a little bit more development and things like that as things move along. But so far, I'm just like, all right, like we learn about this really cool character and then we don't see them next season. I'm like, okay, yeah, like we Tengen. Learn about another cool character. Yeah.
Like, let's talk about Tengen, right? Tengen was such a beast and he was in the whole, what was that, the Entertainment District arc, right? That was the second season?
Entertainment District arc.
Yeah. And he was just such a amazing character and, you know, whatever, spoiler alert, gets his hand cut off and then that's it. Didn't even see him in season three, if I'm not mistaken. And if we did, it was so minor that I don't even remember him. And it's like, I loved Tengen, right? And I know you love Tengen too. Like, that was like your favorite.
Tengen was character. Like my favorite Demon Slayer character so far. Right now.
Yeah. And it's like, he's just gone. For me, I hated Zenitsu in the beginning. I loved him in the Entertainment District. So I was really excited to see more of him. And then he just like wasn't in season three. And I'm like, come on, bro. Like, isn't that like, isn't he like your number two or like tied with number two and three? Like, isn't he your side? But I guess technically his sister would be number two, but like, you know, is like right hand man or whatever, right?
Yeah.
And he's just and not like, there.
Exactly. Which honestly maybe might be why we like season three too as well.
Why you like season three?
Why I like season three a lot. Cause I'm like,
did you like it more than season two?
I think I liked them. I liked season two a little bit more, and that's just because it's not because of Zenitsu, because he was very funny in that.
Yeah,
I think he really fit that season, but I really liked it because of Tengen, to be honest. But not by that much. Like, I really love season three. Like that was a dope.
Season three was a banger too. Don't get me wrong. Season three was a banger. It was overall really good. But just kind of like what you're saying, like I guess the old characters are stepping back a little bit to make room for some of the new characters. But there are ways that you can make it work, like shows like Naruto, where they interchange and interweave them perfectly. But I think that comes to like an overall deeper issue with new generation anime in general, is that there's just so short. It's just such little amount of content where you don't have enough time to sit there and like really build it out. And I don't know if it's like fillers, like is it, oh, I guess overall, like is it fillers that make you fall in love with characters overall, would you say? Not necessarily, but maybe a little bit.
Not necessarily, but honestly, like I don't, like the thing is I don't watch filler like anymore, you know what I'm saying? But when you're a kid and you're watching the anime or your kid or like middle school and stuff like that, you don't have a choice. Like you have to watch the filler. So usually you learn to love it. And it, honestly, it helps you get to know the characters a little bit on a deeper level. You know, so when there's absolutely, I think there should be like a couple episodes of filler, like at least that are entertaining. Like if this is an entertaining filler, like you know, but like it works because you get to know a little bit about the character that you probably wouldn't know if that filler didn't happen, about their personality. You know, so I think filler is important, and we just kind of lost the plot of filler where it's like people are like, oh, like, well, it's not the main story, so I don't want to watch it anymore. Well, yeah. I think filler, it was because filler was bad. It wasn't because it wasn't like
exactly
filler wasn't enjoyable. You know, like there is some filler that was very entertaining. You know?
Dragon Ball Z had some very Dragon Ball Z,
they had some good filler. Yeah,
they had great filler. Even Naruto, I would argue Naruto had good filler, but they had way too much filler. But they had good filler. Mm-hmm. Now, I think a great example of horrible filler is Boruto, you know, chasing a little cat for constantly, or like being in love with your father and like all this like weird stuff. I'm just like, bro, this is just, it made me honestly stop watching the show versus like a show like Dragon Ball Z, where you learn a little bit more. Like there was that episode with Piccolo and Goku going back and getting their driver's license. Like I think everybody remembers that. I think that might have been some of like the best filler of all time, because it's just so outlandish. Yeah. Like people that can fly going and getting their driver's license and wearing like a hat and like normal street clothes, you know what I'm saying? And it made you just like,
I think it's,
you know,
yeah, I think it's just like an overcorrection where they're like, oh, like we just won't do filler anymore. It's like, no, just make good filler. Like I think they just don't want to put the extra effort in and making like an original story to like in between like the manga, the canon manga events. And it's just like, I get it. It's harder. But like the reason why we gravitate, the reason why the big three, still the big three, you know, 17, 18 years later, is because we still have an emotional attachment to some of these characters, you know? And not everything's going to be like Attack on Titan where we have an emotional connection. It's just because that was just a different type of show. Whereas a Demon Slayer, sometimes I feel like you need a filler where you get to know a little bit more about, hey, like, why is Inosuke wear that pig thing on his head? You know what I'm saying? Or like, why is Zenitsu a coward? You know? Or like, why does, you know, like, what was Tanjiro's family like? You know, like that Agreed. Stuff. I feel like that Agreed. Stuff would make you appreciate these characters more, where it's like you don't get 100%. As annoyed when Zenitsu's being annoying, you know?
Yeah.
Or Pig Boy's like being Pig Boy.
Yeah, when Pig Boy's being piggy, you know what I'm saying? He turns around, he's a piggy.
Oink oink.
It's annoying. Oink oink. I don't want your oinks unless I know where the oinks are coming from. Then maybe I could give you an oink or two. I think you're right, though. Like, honestly, I think that would have, like, dramatically improved Demon Slayer as a whole. Just exactly what you're saying. Just, like, as the season's going along, maybe just sprinkle one episode of Zenitsu's background or just one episode of Inosuke's background. Or we get pretty deep into, like, the demons' backgrounds, which I think is cool.
Yeah.
But that actually goes into my next topic. Give the background of these demons before you kill them. Like, before they die. Because, like... Like, let's say the entertainment district, you saw a lot of it leading up to it, but I feel like the majority of the time, and just in general, maybe it's season one I'm thinking of, but a lot of these times where like Tanjiro is coming in for the kill, or like he's already has their head cut off, then it shows who they were before and it shows why they did that. And then, you know, Tanjiro has his little boohoo moments and then they vanish and you're like, oh, like this person I've been disliking for this entire fight sequence, now I understand why they're doing what they're doing. But like, if you take a step back and I knew that information before they were actually in that fight, I would have been so much more invested into that fight. I would be like, no, but wait, he's a good guy. Like, you give him a chance. Cause I think that's what Naruto did a very, very good job of. It would introduce kind of like a villain. And then before they even got to throwing hands, you would start to see why that villain was a villain. You'd get their background and they would do like, it would go like four episodes deep sometimes, like on just onto the villain's backstory. Now, obviously, that could be too much, especially with this day and age where like people just straight up don't have the time to sit there and just consume hours and hours and hours of like filler content or even non-filler content, make it canon. But yeah, I think it just goes to the point a little bit where like build the character up before you kill them so then I could care about them a little more.
Exactly. Not where it's like, you think you kill him, like, damn, that was a good story. Like, or that was, this demon went through a lot. And then it's like, but he's already dead. So like, whatever,
yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And I love how you bring up Naruto. Cause it's like, some people think Naruto did this too much. And honestly, like,
you can make an argument.
Sometimes it was like, yeah, but like, I get it.
Yeah.
But like, honestly, Demon Slayer can learn a lot from what Naruto did.
Yeah.
Where it's like, sometimes you're riding with the villain. Sometimes you're like, yo, like, yeah, Tachi, like kill him all. Dude. Like, I get you.
And that makes you just feel more connected to the show, where it's just like your favorite character doesn't necessarily have to be the protagonist, but your favorite character can be like the side character's older brother. Like Itachi has such a massive following. He's one of the most favorited characters in all of Naruto. And why? Because we got just so much of his background. So I feel like shows could just, or specifically Demon Slayer, I guess, needs to do more of this.
That you say that, and we'll get back to the improvement tape. But when I hear like people like disparage anime, I'm just like, yo, like if these writing snobs would study Naruto, they'd probably be a better writer, dog. Because like Itachi is a side character, and he just damn near has a fan club, dog. Like, you don't get that in a lot of like TV shows in America.
He has multiple fan clubs, bro. My man Itachi has Facebook groups with hundreds of thousands of people in them. You know, and he's not even the most like 10th relevant character in the show, I would argue. Right. Like you could say there's 10 characters way more relevant than Itachi is. But
he just has such a great story and such great motivations, or interesting motive, not great motive, but interesting motivations.
Fantastic. Where like, you care. He just got rid of his whole family. Yeah. It was amazing.
I am not condoning that type of violence. I just want, you know, in case like I got a family member that like runs for president, they're like, is it true that your cousin He condones murder. I do not condone murder.
I'm sorry, hold on. Was that Barack Obama asking the question there?
Yes, that was Barack Obama.
It's a pretty good Obama impression. You sounded like him for a second. You're like,
oh, Michelle. Listen to the show tapes.
So, Michelle.
My name's Barack Obama.
That's good. That's great. No, that's fantastic. What else you got? What else you got for us on like how to improve the show? Because that was my pick, Sean. That was my
improvement. I think what they do with Muzan is a masterclass. It's kind of what they did with Aizen and Bleach, like where he's like sprinkled in the show a little bit.
Yeah.
But I think that Demon Slayer, like the first season, this is why I didn't like the first season, because I hate Monster of the Week, dog. Like, you know what I'm saying? It makes me feel like I'm watching like Pokemon again, like at you know, seven. Like, you know, I'm like, oh, yeah. Like a new villain. Like,
or Scooby-Doo. It's more Scooby-Doo than Pokemon.
Scooby-Doo, yeah. Like they need, I love the looming, because I feel like they think the looming threat is enough, which it like it is dope. Like they have that looming presence.
Yeah.
But I feel like there needs to be a, like, and I think that My Hero does this really well, where they have All For One as a villain, like where he's like, he was like the main villain.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
But then they had Shigaraki, where he was like kind of like the number two. And now Shigaraki is pretty much the number one now because like, you know, look, they switched it up a little bit. But I think they should do that with Demon Slayer, where it's like Muzan is the number one, but the number two is like the villain that we see a lot of, where it's like he can drive the plot a little bit more, where it's not always like, all right, new villain every episode. And it's like, okay, but like now it's every new villain every season, where it's like, let's have a guy where it's like, this guy's bad and we see him in a lot of episodes, you know?
Agreed.
Throughout the show, and then you can have Muzan as a looming presence. I
now you're saying that more for season, because I feel like that's kind of what they did though. I mean, they didn't do Monster of the Week, but they did Monster of the Season. But so you're saying,
and I still
you're
think saying you don't
okay so you're saying don't do Monster of the Season, or if you're gonna do Monsters of the Season, have somebody above them that's helping drive the plot a little bit. So they're not the main threat to deal with. Okay, I actually see what you're saying, and that'd be really cool. That would be a really cool improvement to make.
Yeah,
have somebody like that's like above that person showing up and being part of that person's crew, or make it so that the demon has a crew, and we're slowly finding out who that crew is. They're kind of doing that with like the upper rank demons a little bit. So like that kind of is what's happening, but it's just Muzan's people. You don't have that like in between.
Yeah, and I think Muzan is such a cool character where it's like you could give it a pass. But I just love when there's more of a villain where it's like they're in the mix a lot, where it's like they're like, it's not like they're a step below like the looming threat, you know, bad guy.
For
but
sure.
There's still so much of a threat where it's like they could just be the big bad guy if they wanted to at that point, you know?
Yeah. And you could make that person kill off other characters too, to show that they mean business. Like, hey, I know I'm not the number one, but I'm still for real, bro. Like,
exactly. Yeah. And I think Demon Slayer would be an immensely better show if they did that.
Yeah. Wow. These are some really good improvements. I every time we do this, I'm not gonna lie, I go into the episode being like, I don't know what we're gonna say. Like, the show's already pretty fire, or the show's already so bad. How can we improve it? And then by the time we have a couple going and we start to get on a roll, and I'm just like, yo, this is so good. Like, if they implemented these things, this would be like even more popular than it is.
Even way more popular, dog. I'm saying that, yo, these manga writers need to hire us, dog. Like, you know what I'm saying?
To help interpret it a little bit. To as they're creating the anime, you know what I'm saying? Get us in there, and we'll do some yip-yapping in their ears. And say, hey, just throw some filler.
We'll yap, you know what I'm saying? We could be like the perspective of the anime watcher in America. Be like, no, this is what they want. Because they want, you know, more people to view it, you know what I'm saying? More people like us. So we're like, yo, let me tell you what these fools want to see, dog.
Is that gonna be our pitch to them? Like, we'll call them, be like, excuse me, come here, come a little closer here.
Come here.
Send them like a video.
No, come here.
All right. What other improvements you got for it? Do you have anything else?
Improve the dialogue.
True.
The dialogue is like pretty cheesy, and I think it's by design because it's like old. It's like old school Japan, you know.
But they could do better. Just do better.
They could do better. You know, the story's so fire that I'm just like, whatever. Like, I don't care. Like season one, it bothered me, but like now it doesn't because I'm like, dude, it's dope. So.
I'm the same way. What type of anime's dialogue style do you think should be implemented? And I'll give my answer as you're thinking. Like, I'm thinking like Jujutsu Kaisen, to be honest. Like, I think their dialogue
I'm thinking fantastic. Jujutsu Kaisen mixed with Kenshin, Rurouni Kenshin. Yeah.
Did you keep watching the remake, by the way, of Kenshin?
No.
Have you fallen off?
No.
I have too. I meant to.
It was
did you watch more than that first episode? Because it was really good, honestly. I don't know why I stopped watching it.
I mean, it was good, but I was just like, I've seen this, you know? Yeah. I watched like five of the episodes, and then I just kind of like.
Was it the exact same thing still?
I was just like, huh?
Is it the exact same thing still?
Like, it's the exact same thing, but they like remix it a little bit. You know what I'm saying?
And so not the exact
it makes
same
sense
thing.
Because it's like for a different audience.
Yeah.
They're
yeah.
doing it for the new gen, you know?
Yeah. I feel that.
So, Kevin, do you got you got another improvement, man?
Yeah, I got one more. I think aside from just giving like the backgrounds to characters like Zenitsu and Inosuke, I think they also need more attention from like a power-up perspective or like a transformation or something like that, because there's nothing cooler that like draws you to a character when you know that there's something special that like only that character can do. Of course, they have their different styles. Like Zenitsu has this cool little like lightning, you know, breathing style. Inosuke is a pig. But if you think of it in general, and you think of characters like Gohan and Dragon Ball Z, like character, the people that liked Gohan, now they have beast mode. And they're just like freaking beast mode. And it just makes them like love Gohan. People like me, Vegeta, I've always loved Vegeta. And now I've seen his, you know, his Super Saiyan like ascended blue when that happened in Super. That was something separate that Goku didn't have. I read ahead in the manga, he also gets something separate that Goku also does not have. So it's like very cool for me to like even more identify with that character. So I'm not saying like everybody needs transformation, but like whether it's a special ability or something slight that like that character can do, I think it'd be cool. I think of all the ones, like this isn't probably something that they need to do, but it would be something nice to have a part of it. And not just those two characters, but maybe some of the Hashira, just anything, right? Just like transformations, mm-hmm. I feel like, especially for Shonen, bro. It's like always a win. It's like always a win.
Yeah. That I 100,000% agree with that. Like, make these characters, make it a reason for to have them around. You know what I'm saying? Even people make fun of like Dragon Ball Z side characters, but like the reason Krillin was around is because he was really smart. You know what I'm saying? Like he was the thinking guy. You know what I'm saying? The reason why Piccolo was there is like one, he was smart, but like he was the ride or die guy. Like he was just like, hey man, I'm here because like. I'm willing to rip my arm off. I'm willing to get dirty,
And now you got Orange Piccolo, which is...
Yeah. Got Orange Piccolo. Exactly, yeah.
Yeah.
I was literally about to say I don't have another improvement, but again, these episodes are so dope where it's like your mind is just like... It's like juicy with information. Dog. Demon Slayer needs a better female character in the main cast. You know what I'm saying? And I think...
What you got against Nezuko? She doesn't talk.
Nezuko's dope, but she also doesn't speak.
Well, she got power. She is now. I mean, she talks now, doesn't she?
Oh, yeah, she does. But I mean, I think they should break the mold of having, hey, we have one character that's a girl. You know what I'm saying? And I know, again, it's shonen, so it's basically based on boys. But dog, like, come on, son. Let's get out of that a little bit. Let's get, you know what I'm saying?
That.
And
yeah.
I think they should have made Pig Boy a girl. Because one, it makes his character even more interesting. Because you know how he's like handsome when he takes off the mask? Imagine he takes off the mask and it's like a hot girl and they're like, oh, and then Zenitsu's like, oh, like that makes it even more interesting.
And she's wearing a shirt as well, too. That'd be another change.
She's wearing a shirt. Yeah, yeah. She's not naked. Maybe like a sports bra or something. I don't know.
But then it might be obvious that the pig is...
Okay, maybe like before they like make it where it's not obvious, but then like moving forward, she like wears a sports bra and the pig mask. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. And she takes off the pig mask, and Netsu's like, ooh,
oh, I and love you. And, and her story could have been around how she's so tired of getting males' attention. And if she wears a pig mask, that'd be a way to like repulse people so they could see her for her or something like that.
And like, that'd be kind of a cool, and like, love her fighting for her fighting. You know what I'm saying? So that way they have a strong female character.
Yeah.
Who's not in the mold. And then they have two female characters in the main cast. That would put Dog, like,
that'd be sick,
bro. That would be dope, son. It's like, that'd be like, it set them apart from every other shonen, because it's like, we got two dope characters in the female cast, Nezuko and Pig Boy.
Good old Pig Woman, Pig Girl,
yeah,
Pig Woman. That could be another improvement. Change Inosuke's name to just Pig Boy, because that's what he is. See, a stupid pig.
He's all a right. stupid pig.
Yeah. I think we're all tapped out of suggestions that we can have for the show. But I think overall that was really good, right? So if we kind of like review all the ways that you can make the show a better show, it would be give it more episodes, give the show a little more time to like breathe and develop some more characters, give the backstories of the characters, specifically the villains, before you fight them, and then maybe throw in some filler content for the current characters that maybe just show their background. Doesn't necessarily have to fill or make it canon, just more episodes. Improve the dialogue as well. Maybe add in some transformations. Then make Inosuke a woman.
Make Inosuke a woman, baby.
That's good. That's good. I like your dialogue one the best, to be honest. Of all of them, like, I feel like that would just do the most immediate improvement. But at the same time, that might not show the most. Like, I feel like something like a transformation or a background would do the most for the show. But like, for me personally, the dialogue fix would be the biggest one. Like, that would make
the dialogue fix, I feel like, would be would get other people that make fun of Demon Slayer also involved, because they're like, okay, now, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, now it's kind of fire.
You'd get like, you'd get the Attack on Titan snobs to like start watching the show and stuff like that. You know,
a little bit.
And not to diss y'all guys, because I'm an Attack on Titan snob.
You definitely are an Attack on Titan. All right, well, next week, ladies and gentlemen, we are talking about Solo Leveling. So if you have not yet caught up to that show and you want to be hip to next week's episode, start watching. Catch up to where it is. I don't even know. Is the season ended yet or not yet?
Season, yes. I think the season just ended.
There you go.
So it's going to be fresh.
The perfect time. Perfect time. We're doing Solo Leveling. If your friends, family, or friends of Solo Leveling, have them tune into the Shonen Tapes. If it's your first time listening and you've never been to the channel, make sure you subscribe. Like the video down below. It actually does help us a lot just dropping that like button, especially if you've seen this far into it. You're obviously a fan. For those of y'all listening to the audio, come check out the YouTube or come talk to us on Discord. Either way, we'd love to hear from y'all. All right, Sean. Beautiful episode. Beautiful suggestion. Thank you for this. Do you have any parting words for the tapeworms?
My name is Barack Obama. Watch Demon Slayer, you know? Watch Demon Slayer, okay? Vote for me, Barack Obama.
Subscribe to the Shonen Tapes.
Subscribe to Shonen Tapes. Sean Shonen Pants. Black man. Kevin, he's, you know, brown, you know, from the Middle East.
Why did that go on forever? Good night.
You know, good night.
No, good night.